Hey, what's up?
I'm Alexa Casper, and this is Easy Life, where we do what is hard now so we can live easy later. This is the podcast for people who crave purpose, peace, and balance. Thank you for taking the time to come hang out with me. Today is your day. Let's get after it.
This is episode 71, titled, Where's Your Life Going? One question to define purpose for 2019. What's up, friends? Happy 2019. I have missed you all. I feel like I blinked and whoosh, we're here. Are you all well on your way to kicking butt on those New Year's resolutions? I hope you're getting it. This year, my New Year's resolution is to live intentionally. What that means for me is to choose peace and focus on measurable results. Last year was just so full of unfocused chaos. I felt overwhelmed, unaccomplished, and just completely not at peace. Yuck. So whatever 2018 brought you, can we all just take a moment to let it go? I'd like to share with you one of my favorite breathing exercises. It uses a technique called lion's breath. In a moment, we're going to breathe in with our fist clenched, and on the exhale, we're going to forcefully breathe out with our tongues out and release our hands. Did you follow that? I know it sounds kind of crazy, but it'll sound something like this. Breathe in and then with your tongue out. Think about like a lion roaring, hence the name. Okay, so let's try it. Don't be afraid. No one's judging you. So breathe in all of the stress and chaos of 2018. Clench your fist with all of that stress. And now exhale it all. Shoot your hands out and release it. How did that feel? It's pretty crazy, right? That exercise physically releases stress hormones. So you're welcome. Now let's welcome 2019 with some gratitude. What are you truly grateful for in this moment? Oftentimes, we just forget how awesome we are and how much we have accomplished. I'm giving myself a hug right now because I want to, and also because I'm really grateful for a body that gives me strength to help me fight for the life that I so deeply desire. We need to thank our bodies for doing work. Thank you, bodies. So now that we have released the old and greeted the new, I want to ask you a question. It's actually not so much a question as it is an inquiry. And as I'm learning in my coaching class, an inquiry is a question on steroids. It's a question that you ponder over and over again, noting your responses at different moments over a course of time. All right, so here it is. Where is your life taking you? We are great at thinking about what we are doing, but how often do we take the time to really think about where we're going? Every decision in life, the big and especially the small, is leading us on a path. Where is it going? Try to play that out a little bit, because it's so easy to just think about what's happening in the here and now, what you need to do today, what you feel like doing this week. But those actions create reactions, and those reactions are propelling you in a direction. This is why sometimes we blink and we're like, WTF just happened? Like, where did my life go? I remember having this moment last year around Christmas time when I was looking at my TimeHop app. I can't really remember what the picture was, but I remember that I just had this thought of like, wow, nothing has changed. That picture could have been from a picture of this year. And it really bummed me out. I don't think we always have to have years of massive change, but it made me realize that even though I thought I was making all this progress, I really wasn't. The reason I wasn't was because I was too focused on the task and not focused on where I was going. I didn't have that perspective. Sure, I had goals, but they didn't connect to who I wanted to be. This is the most powerful piece of anything I'm going to say to you today. Are you ready for it? Your actions define who you are becoming. I know that's intense, but it's real. You know that fire in your heart? The one that is calling you to do something. That thing you just can't let go of. That is your life calling. That is your purpose. If you haven't experienced that, I'd like to recommend an exercise. I did this the other day and I found it super valuable. It's called a future self activity. And basically you write out a summary of who you want to be in 10 years. I found a lot of value in it mainly because I realized that some of the things I want to become were not in line with the direction that I am moving. We have to own the fact that our paths will lead us somewhere. But if we don't make intentional steps toward our purpose, we're not going to live it. It's not going to happen. Did you hear me?
It's not going to happen until you, yes, you, make it happen. And it happens in small moments, the micro decisions. Every action creates a reaction. Our lives are not just going to happen to be everything we dream them to be. We have to actively create it.
You are in charge of your destiny. Get after it. I love this quote by Joan Wolfgang von Goethe. The greatest thing in the world is not so much where we stand as in what direction we are moving. Move into 2019 with purpose, peace, and awesomeness. You got this, friend.
Before I wrap, I have a quick update. Podcast episodes will no longer be produced weekly. But fear not, this means more awesome interviews and blog posts. Also, YouTube is officially coming at the end of the month. Woohoo! Stay posted on all things Heezy Life on Instagram at heezy.life. Also, are you digging this podcast? If so, would you please rate, review, and share it? You have no idea what your support means to me. Seriously, you guys are amazing. I love you. I'm so proud of you, and great things are coming your way. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day and keep it heezy, my friend.